TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Tuesday, November 4th, Election Day 2025. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's a 9/11 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I could prove it. Because democracy hasn't died, unlike the liars who pretended it would. It's Election Day. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to our man John Basiliga and his great, another one of his great companies, Serenity Care. Edward Barrett, Jessup, Albert Mika, DuPont, Richard Dent, Salem Township. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right, granted to each individual by God himself. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. Freedom couldn't be controlled by government and government officials. Because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they use it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, given our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of this morning in a world where the leadership of an entire political party, the Democrats, has gone insane. Where the global elites, the establishmentarians, and everyone that runs the show or thinks they do has gone insane. It's not you. It's them. Fascinating. Anyway, it's election day. Guys, we got to get this done. I'll have to check my newspapers today to see what happens for and if there's a sample ballot in here. I've got a sample ballot that Brian Hughes gave me yesterday. And I don't know, the newspapers, they're just so awful. Dear Lord. It's not there. We'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. The things that, if you're in Lackawanna County, if you're in Scranton, Lackawanna County, Scranton, I'm just urging you, begging you, vote Gene Barrett for mayor. And there's a several good Democrats running for council, but I'm supporting Mark Payne for council. And then we go Lackawanna County. The only way to change the insanity that has been Lackawanna County and its commissioners for almost a decade now is Chet Murley. And then, of course, when you go to Superior Court, we want Maria Batista. We go County Controller, we want Walter Griffith. We go Commonwealth Court, we want Matt Walford. When we get to the Supreme Court, no, no, no. Remember the commercial? No, 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 no. Yeah. So we want a sub-solid no to Christine Donahue. A solid no to Kevin Dougherty. Dougherty is the way we say it here. And a solid no to David Wecht. Wecht is a Pittsburgh machine left-wing lunatic. Dougherty is a Philadelphia right-wing or left-wing lunatic. And Christine Donahue, I don't even know where she's from. She's a disaster. So let's get rid of them. What are you playing music, Bulldog? The Bulldog just breaks out in trumpet with his trumpet now and then. He can't help himself. But this, guys, this is a big election. I know that many of you are, even though you listen to this show, you are jaded on whether your vote's worth it. Believe me, it is. And I would invoke the name of Charlie Kirk. I wore a Charlie Lives shirt yesterday. I would invoke Charlie Kirk as a more recent memory. But I would invoke even more so our veterans. I mean, we're only asked to go and be inconvenienced for, what, 20 minutes, a half an hour to go vote? That's all we're asked. That's not much. What do we have to do to be truly patriotic? Of course, I think we got to do more than just vote, but at least if you vote, you've done something. What do you think, guys? Please, go out there and do it. I'm going to vote right after I'm off the air. And Cutie will vote after she's done with work tonight. You know, so come on. Please do it. That's all. Please do it. It's very important. So somebody asked me to ask Gene Barrett who he voted for in the last two elections. First of all, that's his LTS back at you, but that's his personal choices. I have no idea. I have no idea. And I'm more worried about what he's going to do, not his politics. The key thing, it's not about politics. That's why I'm crossing the aisle. It's not about politics. It's about saving the damn city from left-wing lunacy, from incompetence that goes with the left-wing lunacy. Hey, two important things, and I didn't, some of you reminding Wendy in particular. The death of Dick Cheney overnight, and we'll talk a little bit about that. I had the pleasure to be with Dick Cheney. I know he got that horrible reputation, and then because of his daughter, he went anti-Trump. And so there was a sour taste, but I'm trying to go back to when I met him and the couple of conversations I was fortunate to have with him, a couple of times when he spoke to groups that I was in and had followed him for a long time. On balance, a good public servant, I think, in retrospect, our efforts in Afghanistan and Iraq were misplaced. So, I mean, capable of making mistakes, but not out of anything vile. Out of patriotism. So I think a good man who made mistakes, some substantial, someone to be lauded, either way. And then, by the way, 9:35 today, after the Veterans Tribute, we're going to have David DeCosmo on, because he's going to talk about George Banks. Remember him, the murderer? We've gone over this, and he died in prison. Sort of an odd juxtaposition, he and Dick Cheney dying on the same day, but in any event. So somebody says, whoever you vote for commissioner will never serve. Brenda will stay. No, she's not going to stay. I'm voting for Murley. It's the only chance. If you want more of this sick left-wing nonsense from the boy King Billy Gaughan in Lackawanna County, then Capellini's your guy because he's a left-wing lunatic spitting and screaming at the No Kings rally. He's out of his mind. I like him, engaging personality, but he's out of his mind. And he's uneducated and uninformed about a lot of things. So, there you go. Tom Welby, hey, if he wins, and I like him, I had him on the show. He called in, I put him on. I really like the guy. Good, good guy. Solid guy. Next year, he'll be supporting Paige Cognetti for U.S. Congress because he's a Democrat. And through and through. That's why Gene Barrett is not that way. That's why I support him for mayor, not only because he'll do a good job, but because he's normal. Anyway. Somebody said, I voted early on the way to work. It was so easy, I'm going to do it again on the way home, said one Democrat. That's a good line. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, Election Day, November 4th. We'll be back.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Steve Martin reminding us that this date, 1922, the entrance to the King Tutankhamun's tomb discovered in Egypt. There's a really good book about this subject, and I mean excellent. If you remember the name Martin Dugard, he's the incredible historian who brought facts, figures, and life to the Bill O'Reilly books, which are all outstanding, by the way. And Dugard wrote this book about King Tut's tomb with James Patterson, one of our great authors. And you think of James Patterson as pithy, but no. This is with Dugard. It's outstanding. And I can't remember the name of the book, but I read it, and I read it in one sitting. It was so good. In any event, Tom from Dallas urging patriots to get out to vote. And he's concerned. He says the Democrats are using the shutdown and the threat of SNAP benefits ending on the Republicans to fearmonger to their base to come out and vote. Just like they did with abortion a few years ago. Don't let them outvote us. We need all patriots out voting today, says Tom from Dallas. I'm with you. So he says, you're going to be very disappointed tomorrow. Better get ready to play the best of show. Ah, come on. Listen, here's the thing. It doesn't matter in my life, we'll put it that way, who wins, who loses, all of that stuff. It doesn't. It matters, though, very much for my grandchildren. And so that's the issue. That's why I don't want this scum left wing and the scum in the Democrat Party to be in charge. Okay? That's the key. Not interested in them. So, we play the King Tut song. We played it before for the boy King, Billy Gahan. And he's got another irascible running man. I'm telling you, him and Capellini, they'll be yelling and screaming at everybody. And God bless our county if they ever win and take power back. Unbelievable. In any event, yeah, a lot. Guys, you got to get out and vote. Please make the effort. I'm going to assume a balance, the substantial amount of our audience, substantial majority of our audience are common sense. And you might vote for some Democrats, which is fine because I will too. But you'll vote for normal people who will not toe the Democrat Party line, because that line is deadly. It's based in complete ignorance and lies. And it's also, at its core, it's got an evil to it. So please remember that. And then just remember the lies. All the lies they told you. Oh, there'll never be another abortion in Pennsylvania. We had a state representative, Haddock. That was it. He was the abortion king. He lied to you. Disgracefully so. And to take a subject that important so cavalierly makes me sickened. So just remember that they lied to you and that they will lie again, because that's all they do. That's all they have. Period. Well, my Bicardo Jewelers watch says 9:32, which means we're a little bit over, but not crazy. We'll take a break and be back with our veterans tribute. It's the Bob Cordaro Show on Election Day.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Our veterans, this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basaliga, and all of his great companies. But today, we feature Serenity Care, the personal care community with locations in Mid Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Personal care services, dementia care services. Dedicated dementia care units at the Mid-Valley and Kingston locations. All four of these personal care locations have been completely renovated, inside and out, accepting new residents, and they are the gold standard of senior care in Northeast PA. Edward Barrett Jessup, we lost him October 26th at age 81. His former wife is Anne Marie Barrett of Einan. The couple had been married for 26 years. Edward Barrett was born in Peckville, graduate of St. Michael's Parochial School, Jessup, and St. Patrick's High School, Oliphant, class of 1961. He was a veteran in the U.S. Army National Guard as a private during the Vietnam era. He was employed as X-ray technician at Farview State Hospital, SCI Waymart, for 35 years, serving as president of the AFSCME Local Council for 20 years. Parishioner of St. James Church, currently Queen of Angels Parish. He was a fourth-degree Knight of Columbus, and we need more Knights of Columbus. Member of the great Jessup Carbino Club, Jessup VFW, Jessup American Legion. He was involved in all the sports when his kids were growing up. Mr. B was the most loving and supportive father, grandfather, brother, and friend a person could have. He would support you in your greatest time of need, but also was never afraid to tell you when he believed you were wrong, without judgment. He's survived by his children, three, his grandchildren, three of them, and many other family members. Edward Barrett, our veteran this day, this hour, brought to you by John Basaliga and his great Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, sunny and windy, 57 degrees, he's calling it. It's 51 as I speak. Tonight, clear skies, low 38. Wednesday, partly sunny, not as windy. Showers developing by evening, 60 degrees. Thursday, sunny, breezy, and cooler, 50. Interesting. Well, if you I'm actually sort of shocked, but they have George Banks and his story in the local rags. The infamous mass murder, he killed 13. He was 83. And the guy who covered it, and we've had him on a few times regarding the George Banks saga, and that was our own David DeCosmo. March of the Cue Balls, that means David's coming on. How are you, David?
Doing pretty well, Bob. Fighting off some allergies right now, though.
Allergies in the late fall, huh?
Yeah. Must be an onset to winter, I guess.
It's like, I don't want to see another winter, right?
Exactly. Well, Bob, I guess, for the public at large, the George Banks story, the story of the largest mass murder in the state of Pennsylvania, has come to an end. But for those who lived through it, especially first responders, but I guess even down to those of us in the news media, it's something that will always be with us because of the horrific nature. September 25th, 1982, Banks takes an AR-15 rifle, goes to Wilkes-Barre, to his home on Schoolhouse Lane, and then later to Heather Highland's mobile home park in Jenkins Township, and takes the lives of 13 people, many of them his common-law wives, his children, and some folks related to them. And the questions of why, in many cases, are now being looked at again. Why did it happen? Well, he was convinced that there was going to be a race war. He was of mixed race, and he was convinced there was going to be a race war and that his family would suffer and that he wanted to end that suffering before it came about to that stage.
My word.
Why didn't they take his life right then and there? Because it was a possibility. And the late Jim Zardecki, county detective, who passed away just this past year, told me that he had Banks in his sights, but Banks was holed up at a home in Wilkes-Barre and refusing for some time to surrender. And Zardecki had him in his sights, and he told me, as he did back in the day that this all happened, he said that if he had fired and missed, there was going to be a lot of dead people. And he said, I would probably have been one of them because he would have opened up with that AR-15. Why wasn't he executed? He was sentenced to death, and it wasn't until many years later that he was ruled incompetent to stand trial or to be executed. And in fact, I had a session yesterday via text message with Al Flora, who represented Banks. Yeah. All the way through the Supreme Court. And let me read what he wrote. George's mind was broken for a long time, and one can't imagine the horror he experienced while being in isolation in a state prison for 43 years. In many ways, such unimaginable horror experienced every moment of every day was far more cruel than any swift execution. And Al said, for George, the turmoil of racial prejudice coupled with the death of so many is something that no sane person could ever endure. So,
well, I'm not playing a violin for George Banks. Sorry.
No one is, Bob. No one is. But again, there are a lot of aspects to this story. And to be fair, you want to look at all of those aspects. Until he committed those crimes, those mass murders, the largest mass murder in this country had taken place in Texas. I think it was back in the 60s when somebody killed 15 people. Excuse me. So,
David, was he ever repentant? Did he ever say, oh, I did it, and what do we...
You know, Bob, it's funny you should ask that, because I don't know if anybody in the media ever interviewed George Banks, but I did briefly, and that is when they were leading him away from the courthouse. He had been convicted, he had been sentenced to death, and in the courtroom, he said, I found God. So as he's leaving, I stick my mic over the deputies and said, I said, Mr. Banks, in the courtroom, you said you had found God. Is that true? He said, yes, it's truer. Yes, I did. To which I said, are you at peace? To which he answered, yes, I am. I don't know if anybody else ever got anything out of him, but I have that on video. As a matter of fact, WBREWYLU is running a podcast on Banks, which now is dated because of his death, but they played that clip during that podcast.
Yeah, fascinating. I just didn't remember any remorse, any, I did it. I do remember, but again, vague memories that could be corrected, that he denied doing it or something to that effect, you know?
He claimed at one point that a couple of the people were actually killed by police. Of course, there was no such evidence of anything like that. And as far as being remorseful, the only thing I can tell you is any time I ever saw him, whether I was near him, whether he was in court, whether somebody else was near him, he never showed any emotion. He was blank, staring ahead, saying nothing except for those few words that I got from him. And by the way, during the last few years, Al Floor kind of stepped out of the case after the Supreme Court ruled he was incompetent to be executed. But he said that he was, sometime a few years ago, they appointed a guardian for him in prison because he was incapable of making decisions about his own life.
Yeah. Mm. And he looks like a normal guy. He reminds me a lot in his older, you know, the pictures contemporaneous with the problem with his murders. He looks like Jim Brown. I mean, he looks like a regular guy.
He was a prison guard, and ironically, that happened after he had been convicted of crimes. When he was taken into custody, I think I told you before, I was two or three houses away, lying on the ground, sticking my microphone out, recording Mr. Brunson, a friend of his, who finally talked him out of that house. Now, I don't think he could have fired in my direction because I was on the same side of the street as he was. But, it was pretty scary for a while there, knowing this guy.
I think so. Somebody killed 13 and you're laying on the ground with a microphone.
Yeah, but I was a couple of houses away.
AR-15 could reach that far.
God bless the police officer. Hey, remember the police officers that had him, surrounded, basically. They didn't have the armament and protection they have today.
Yeah.
Oof. So a lot of people put their lives on the line in getting him into custody. But the rest of the story is just so mired in unimaginable horror.
David, what... Was there a takeaway? Was there anything we learned from his murders and his conviction and his legal saga over the decades? Was there anything learned, or is it just, hey, here's what happened and that's it?
Well, the district attorney, the present district attorney of Luzerne County, was on that same podcast that 22 and 28 did. And he said they're still studying this. Because there are pages and pages and pages of testimony. One man survived. He shot two people walking outside the house in Wilkes-Barre, and one of them, Jimmy Olson, survived. He's still around. Wow. Two boys in the mobile home court were hiding. They survived. So that's what we learned from it is that AR-15 rifles are deadly. Especially when they're in the hands of a madman, whether he's mad because of insanity or mad because of rage. I'm told the DA says they're still studying that case. And he was also amazed, Bob, at the swiftness. Remember, these happened in September of 1982. He was tried and convicted the next year. That would never happen today.
Yeah.
You know, it would be years before it came to trial, probably. The only difference today is that you would have probably a lot more evidence. People would be grabbing their smartphones and photographing the whole thing. One of the things that the DA said that imagine how would you clear a scene like that today?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Well, David DeCosmo, one thing we know is you were there for all of it. And we appreciate you checking in on the passing of on the day of the passing of George Banks. Thank you very much, my friend.
I thank you. I'm just still sitting here amazed that I'm the same age as him. Hey, take care. Thanks for having me on, and I hope all your news is good.
Take care of those allergies. We can't wait till you come back.
Okay, bye-bye.
David DeCosmo, the great David DeCosmo. Journalism like it should be, and we love him. Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's running up on 9:50, which means time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. Let's do that, and then we'll come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show on Election Day. This day, 1965, Murph says the Rolling Stones had the number one hit in the United Kingdom with Get Off My Cloud. Bob Cordaro back with you. My man Mark Mayer telling me, he says he basically voices what a lot of you have texted in. He says David DeCosmo is excellent. I love him. He's great. Somebody texts in, Tom Welby's taking money from Marty Flynn, $100,000. He's too connected. Well, this is why I'm telling you to vote for Chet Murley. It's the only change that's going to happen. Other than that, you're going to get status quo, which is horrible. So, Chet Murley's the way to go, guys. And don't be a dummycrat. Vote Chet. If you want change, if you want the same, more of the same insanity, then you can vote for the other two. I don't know why you would think that, why we would do that, but somebody texted and thank you for doing this. What about Superior Court Alice Dubow and Commonwealth Court Michael Wojcik retention question? Vote no. Thank you for bringing that up. They are both left-wing loonies. They are both Democrat Party functionaries. So the entire back page, and on my sample ballot, it's a whole page. It's all the statewide judges, Supreme Court, Superior Court, Commonwealth Court. No, 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 just like the song goes. No, 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 no. Somebody said, good morning. My wife and I are still looking for all the negative ads regarding the Democrat judges for retention. Supposedly the millions have been spent in a negative campaign by out-of-state donors. Well, you know they lie. They wanted to have an excuse for why they were running ads for themselves. Somebody says, just saw a Pennsylvania Supreme Court retention vote mentioned as one to watch by Karl Rove on Fox, so I guess it is a big deal, says William. It is a very big deal. A very big deal. Somebody else, I was voter 86 at 9:05 at Exeter Township. Now, I don't know, frankly, what that means. If it's one of those polling places where only 400 people show up, it sounds like a lot to me, but I don't know. Somebody texted in, how is someone a Democrat that doesn't subscribe to the party's platform? Well, the one that I am supporting outright for Mayor of Scranton, because I'm a Scrantonian, is Gene Barrett, and he's a registered Democrat. He doesn't subscribe to the party's platform. The party platform is insanity. And he's not a career politician. He's not like Paige Cognetti trying to get, like, oh, let's be the mayor of Scranton, and then I've got a platform to run for the next office. He's not doing that. He's running to be the mayor of Scranton. So he said, in Lackawanna County, the Dem sheeple will never pull a lever for a Republican. They'd rather have their fingernails pulled out. Yeah, so, but here's the thing. Chet Murley could win because there's a serious divide in the Democrat Party. That's number one. So if you're not throwing your vote away by voting for Chet. And in the mayor's race in Scranton, you're not throwing your vote away by voting for Jean Barrett. Now, frankly, I think she's a good candidate, good person, all that. We've had her on the air. She's got great commercials. She's hitting all the issues. But she can't win. That's the fact. I don't like saying that about a Republican. Cannot win. It is literally impossible. So you're throwing your vote away if you vote for the Republican candidate for mayor in Scranton. You just are. I'm sorry. Joe from Trist Park, Cognetti would be a great realtor. She's got a phenomenal closing record. Closing schools, closing pools, and City Hall. Yep. Okay, somebody says 86 is more than usual at Exeter Township. That's good. Because you got a big council race. You've got out-of-state money coming in again for these people. The Democrat left-wingers. It's not good. You got to vote Republican in that Luzerne County Council race. So he said, good morning, Bob. I made a mistake. I put the radio on at 8:30 a.m., and Nancy and Jason were talking about Trump name-calling, but I never heard them complain about Biden calling MAGA Republicans garbage and other names. They're confused souls. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. You can take any issue. The morning team doesn't know what they're talking about. They literally don't know what they're talking about. It's just the way it is. Nice people, but they're wrong about everything. We can live with that. Bob Cordaro, WILK, it's time for the news. My Bacardo Jewelers watch says I'm way over at 10:03. So let's get to Brian Hughes. We'll come back and get some stuff done here on Election Day.
WILK News Radio, this is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks.
Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.